This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
This is TechCrunch.
Here's your Daily Crunch. A large chunk of the internet dropped offline yesterday. Some of the most popular sites, apps, and services on the internet were down, including UPS and FedEx, Airbnb, Fidelity, and others are reporting Steam, LastPass, and the PlayStation Network are all experiencing downtime. Many other websites around the world are also affected, including media outlets in Europe. What appears to be the cause is an outage at Akamai, an internet security giant that provides networking and content delivery services to companies. Now let's see what's going on in the world of startups. UK-based Mindtech Global wants to train CCTV cameras on digital humans, saving customers from naughty privacy issues. And it's raised $3.25 million to do it. SendLane, a San Diego-based multi-channel marketing automation platform, has $20 million in new capital. Its goal is to help customers use data on consumers to help keep shoppers loyal and spend more. And Magic, a San Francisco-based startup that builds plug-and-play passwordless authentication technology, has raised $27 million in Series A funding. And wrapping up news from the biggest tech players, EV company Rivian has set its sights on a second factory. The Amazon-backed electric automaker admitted to being in the process of looking for a second plant. The news comes a week after Rivian's CEO sent a letter to customers that the company was pushing back deliveries of its long-awaited R1T electric pickup truck and R1S SUV several more months due to delays in production caused by cascading impacts of the pandemic. Tesla will secure nickel from the commodity production giant BHP, the automaker's latest move to secure direct sources of raw materials that are projected to surge in demand before the decade is out. BHP's Nickel West division will supply an undisclosed amount of the mineral from its mines in Western Australia. The two companies also agreed to work together to increase battery supply chain sustainability and to identify ways to decrease carbon emissions from their respective operations using energy storage paired with renewable energy. That's all for today. For more from TechCrunch, go to TechCrunch.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.